Welcome to the Younglings Podcast, a Star Wars podcast by younglings, for younglings, and anyone else who enjoys Star Wars.
The Younglings are back, and welcome to the second season of our podcast. I'm your host, Annie Friginal, age 11.
And I'm your co-host, Tessa, age 8. And we are joined by our younger siblings.
Hello there, I'm Soji,
age 7.
Hi, I'm Zion. I'm age 5. May the Force be with you.
On this episode of the Younglings podcast, we'll go through the latest Star Wars news, a Star Wars The Force Awakens movie discussion, and a special Star Wars Playhouse featuring a scene from The Force Awakens.
What's the matter? You smell something?
Yes!
Hi, this is Tessa, and I smell some news. 3 months after the release of The Force Awakens in theaters and a few weeks after it released on Blu-ray, Lucasfilms released the teaser trailer for the next Star Wars movie, Rogue One. It is a movie that takes place between The Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. It will be about how the Rebel Alliance stole the Death Star plans. The trailer revealed the main character as Jyn Erso, played by Felicity Jones, who leads a small group of rebels on an undercover mission against the Galactic Empire. Rogue One will be released in December 2016. This Saturday, May 7th, all Toys R Us locations are holding a special Star Wars LEGO event where they are giving away an exclusive Millennium Falcon mini kit to all participating children while supplies last. Make sure to arrive at your local Toys R Us bright and early because supplies are limited. So guys, what do you think about the news?
So, about the Rogue One teaser trailer, I am really excited for Rogue One.
I am really excited for the movie. It looks exactly like Yavin. I think they did an amazing job on the set. It looks so cool.
I agree.
Yeah, it totally looks like Yavin. Yeah, and my favorite part was when they explode that ship. It looks so, like, real. And that ship looks so cool. It kind of looks like Kylo Ren's shuttle.
Yes, I have to agree on that. It did look pretty similar. But Jyn Erso looks like she's going to be an amazing character. I am super excited. And if you didn't know, Jyn Erso is played by Felicity Jones, which we were talking about on one of our past episodes. Remember that, Tessa?
Yeah, I totally remember that. We were talking about her hair. My favorite scene from the trailer is when they're running away from the stormtroopers, and I'm so glad to see the old stormtroopers again. They did an amazing job on their costumes. It looks so cool.
Didn't she want a pink lightsaber and didn't she?
Yeah, and it's too bad that Jyn Erso is not a Jedi. Apparently, she is like Ezra Bridger from Star Wars Rebels. She grew up alone on the streets, and as she said in the trailer, she rebels.
What does rebel mean, Annie?
Rebel means to, well, rebel.
I said, what does it mean? I don't even know what rebel means.
Let's look that up in the dictionary.
Google.
The definition of rebel is 1. A person who rises in opposition or armed resistance against an established government or ruler.
Thanks, Yanni. Give me a hug.
Thank you, Benji.
So, guys, what do you think about the LEGO Star Wars event at Toys R Us? I think it's pretty cool. I'm super excited. It's so cool that they're giving away Millennium Falcon mini kits. But make sure you get their bread in early.
Yeah, Tessa, you're right about getting there bright and early, because on Force Friday last year, it was packed. Well, there were 50 people.
So, yeah, it's really nice of Toys R Us to give out the new mini Lego sets, and it's only that day.
Yes, very nice. And I think that because it's not the one that's sold in stores, I think that makes it even more special. And for all of you Star Wars collectors out there like me, who have, like, two shelves filled with Star Wars, awesome Star Wars stuff still in the box, you are probably going to want to go to Toys R Us on May 7th to pick up this awesome, to attend this awesome Star Wars Lego event. To all you listeners out there, I am sure by now you've seen The Force Awakens at least 13 times. Well, as I have. That is 8 times in theaters and 5 times because we bought it and I just watch it like all day. So guys, to get to the discussion, what was your favorite moment in the movie?
I loved the part where Rey fought Kylo Ren and just beat him all up. That was so cool. He deserved it.
My favorite moment is when Rey was doing the mind trick on the First Order trooper. It was my favorite moment. It was like showing her half the Force.
My favorite part was the fight of the guy who said traitor. And Finn, I thought that weapon was like so cool. I don't know what it's called, but I think it's really cool.
That was a pretty cool weapon. My favorite moment in The Force Awakens was pretty obviously because I am like the biggest Star Wars fan ever, and Han and Leia are my favorite characters. You can pretty much guess what my favorite moment is, but I'll say it anyways. My favorite moment is when Han saw Leia again, and also pretty much every other Han and Leia moment in the movie, as well as the part that really got me is the part when Rey is eating, and that was just hilarious. And I love the part where Rey puts on that excellent pilot helmet. That part was just so, I just love that part.
Yeah, that was my favorite part too, when Rey put on that helmet. It was so my favorite part. It was my really favorite part.
So guys, were you surprised that Rey had the Force? Because I was.
Yes, I was surprised. But she is like, she has the Force and it's like so strong with her. She's even stronger than Yoda, Luke, Anakin. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was surprised that Maz Kanata told Rey that you need the Force. And it was great that I was surprised that Rey had the Force. That's why I was like, Rey has the Force, yes!
Actually, maybe Luke is stronger than Rey. He's gonna teach her. Wasn't he gonna teach her, Annie?
I think he's going to train Rey, but we'll have to wait and see in episode 8. I was really surprised that Rey had the Force because Disney just did an amazing job on tricking us into thinking that Finn had the Force. But, you know, now that I think about it, I just don't even know how I could have thought that it was Finn who had the Force because, you know, like, Finn was in the academy. Wouldn't Kylo Ren have known that one of his stormtroopers has the Force? And also, Finn looked just like a scaredy cat in that, like, clip. Why did we not see that coming? Don't we know that Jedi are more brave and they look more like, they look scared, but they also look like, they look more brave than how Finn looked. I think that Rey is more powerful because Luke couldn't use the Force like Rey could, before he was trained. He even had trouble in his training, like, just using the Force a little bit with no help at all, no guidance. She just did it, which I think is really powerful. I'm not sure if she's stronger than Yoda because we don't know what Yoda was like when he was young. like, really young, because Yoda is pretty old. So, yeah, I'm not sure if Rey is stronger than Yoda.
Well, Rey was strong with the Force when Kylo and Rey was using the Force at the same time to get the white table, and Rey got it. I was like, what is Rey going to do? Is she going to fight him? And then I saw that Kylo Ren and Rey were fighting, and it was a surprise to see that.
What was your reaction to the death of the handsome Han Solo? I am not acting. What? This is real. I just can't handle this. This is too much for me.
I was pretty sad. That was like, I couldn't believe it. It was just like, I did not expect that.
It was heartbreaking.
But yeah, it was heartbreaking because like all the other episodes, it's like looking back to those, it's like he's never going to be in any of them ever again. So it's like pretty sad.
Well, Tessa, that was supposed to be a part of the movie and they had to do it perfect for the movie. So they had to do it. So they said goodbye for the last movie for Han's, for Harrison Ford, so it was pretty sad.
Who are your guys' most favorite characters from The Force Awakens that aren't original trilogy characters, just new characters?
My favorite character was Rey and Maz Kanata. They were my favorite character.
I'm surprised that no one has said their favorite character is BB-8 because he is just my favorite. But I'm also going to have to say that I loved Rey and Maz, and I like Poe Dameron and Finn. Finn is just hilarious.
Well, yeah, Finn is funny. And I also, my favorite character is also BBA.
And so, yeah, Finn's funny, Soge. My funniest part, favorite, was like Finn saying, got a family? Got a boyfriend? Cute boyfriend? That was my, like, funniest favorite fight.
Yeah, that was, like, everyone's favorite Finn moment.
Excuse me?
You wouldn't want my life to get boring, would you?
No, not really, no.
In this segment of Star Wars Playhouse, we will be recreating the scene at Maz Kanata's castle from The Force Awakens. Tessa will be playing Han Solo, as well as Rey. Soji will be playing Finn. My little sister Zion will be joining us for this segment and play Maz. And I will be narrating.
Good job, Hawk.
We enter the loud, crowded mess of the hall, pushing past a room full of rough and odd aliens and humans who gamble, drink, scheme, negotiate, argue until we end up on the back of tiny, thousand-year-old, four-foot-tall alien who suddenly starts as if sensing something. The alien turns to us. She is a female wearing large, adjustable goggles. This is Maz Kanata.
Hi!
Everyone turns to look. It's all quiet in here.
Hey, Maz.
Maz walks to them, pushes someone away.
Where's my boyfriend?
Chew is working on the Falcon.
I like that. As soon as you need something desperately, let's get to it.
Maz is putting together some food, as she says.
A map to Skywalker himself. You're right back in the mess.
Maz, I need you to get this droid to Leia.
No. You've been running away from this place for too long. Wanna go home.
Leia doesn't want to see me.
Please, we came here for your help.
What fight?
The only fight against the dark side. Through the ages, I see the evil take many forms. The Sith, the Empire. Today is as the Force Order. Their shadow is spreading against the galaxy. We must face them. Fight them. All of us.
There is no fight against the First Order. Not when we can win. Look around.
There is no chance we haven't been recognized already.
I bet you the First Order is on their way, right?
Finn stops, seeing Maz adjusting her goggles, scrutinizing him. Her eyes get huge.
What's this? What are you doing?
Maz adjusts the goggles again. Her eyes get impossibly bigger. She grunts recognition. She hoists herself on the tabletop, knocking over food and plates and cups, crawling towards Finn.
Solo, what is she doing?
I don't know, but it ain't good.
If you live long enough, you see the same eyes in different people. I'm looking in a man's eyes who wants to win.
You don't know a thing about me, where I'm from, what I've seen. You don't know the First Order like I do. They'll slaughter us. We all need to run.
Rey is stunned. Maz, not so much. She crawls back to her chair. She points to some pirates in the corner.
Do you see those two? They trade work for transportations to the outer limb. There, you can disappear.
Finn sees them, considers.
Finn! Come with me.
What about BB-8? We're not done yet. We have to get him back to your base.
I can't.
Finn stands to leave. He offers the gun back to Han.
Keep it, kid.
Finn heads off. Rey gets up to follow. Maz dials her lenses back to normal and turns to Han.
Who's the girl?
To listen to more Younglings episodes and get some awesome Star Wars news, visit our website, www.theyounglingspodcast.com.
We'd like to thank our producer, our dad, and our supporter, our mom.
And also, we'd like to give a shout out to Lennon and Elena from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and Mr. Daniel Contreras from Culver City, California. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, but for now,
may the Force be with you!